America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always interesting to hear what players are interested in off the field. And Matthew Bergeron, who's from Canada, was talking to Mike before we did that interview. And we'll play it back for you guys later in the show because he was talking about O-line and how he's matured and gotten better and all those things. But he was talking about F1. And for those who don't know, Mike's a huge F1 fan. He's been to a bunch of races over the years. I am much more of a casual fan. Right. I would love to go to a race just because it's a spectacle. And, you know, to be at one, but Bergeron was talking about his experience, Mike, at the Canadian Grand Prix, and pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, man, it's a pretty good guy to know. Lance Stroll's dad, Lawrence Stroll, is the richest man in Canada. That's what I was talking about. And that's the dude who he owns the Aston Martin team, which is pretty impressive. They just signed Adrian Newey. I don't get off in the weeds here, but they signed the best aerodynamicist, took him from Red Bull, so they're going to be getting there. But anyway, yeah, how cool is that to be on pit road in Montreal and being a guest of, like, that dude? Not too shabby. So, yeah, man, we talked about it off the air, and it wasn't like we were blowing smoke because you've heard us kind of gush over how good we are at the guard position between Lindstrom on the right, Bergeron on the left.
And they're young.
Yeah. And remember, he really has been that guy. Yeah. Ever since he got the opportunity back last summer, two summers ago, he's just been rock solid. And again, Jake loves him, coaches love him, and it's a perfect fit. So, you know, we used to debate, and again, I used to drive Dimitrov's in his car. Hi, Tom. But we used to get so crazy about how we'd miss on line. And the line draft. One thing about Fontenot, we've done pretty well. You can't argue with the pieces and the depth he's created, whether through undrafted free agents or bringing guys in. Either way, we got some dudes.
I think it speaks to what Coach was telling us when I asked him about the rookie class, because I'm trying to be fair about this. These guys haven't played. I mean, they really haven't. And I'm not just talking about Penix. Penix is the outlier. We knew that.
He's going to be watching for a couple of years.
It's the other guys that we drafted with the anticipation. And Coach was like, we got a good team. And I inherited a good team. And I think we kind of take that for granted. Guys, we're winning in spite of the fact that our rookie class is really not contributing.
No, and I know it's the second time we mentioned it, you know, in the conversation. Braylon Trice. And it's tough because other than maybe for a couple of plays against Miami before he blows his knee out, no one knows what he is. We saw him here at camp. I'm not saying he was going to reinvent football, but, I mean, he did look like a guy who looked like he belonged. He looked like a guy that was going to be 25 snaps minimum for this team a week.
I agree. And so we're not seeing that. The good news is, and I only worry about right now. You know me. I don't give a damn about next year. Next year, we'll worry about next year. But the good news is, to his point, there is depth here that we are going to have. And as our guys continue to age, whether it be Grady or Onyemata, you're going to have guys that can step in, and hopefully they're going to be ready. And you say, all right, well, that's great, but, you know, what about right now? Well, right now, they're depth guys. They're rotational pieces, and you don't have to rely on them to be stars, Mike, on your defensive line.
Now, Rook Aro, we was just now beginning to scratch the surface, and we'll have to wait a while because, it looked bad as he was hobbling off the field in Tampa. But, that's a guy that with some folks, now, again, unless you're a Clemson fan who saw him up close and personal at Death Valley, were saying it was a bit of a reach to go get him at the second round. Some guys had him projected as a third round, whatever. You know, we'll have to wait.
Now, he was playing.
He was actually on the field.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and yes, I will dust this off. I haven't done this in a few weeks. But, yeah, Jared Verse is making a major contribution to the Rams. They went and got Brandon Fiske and Jared Verse from the Florida State D-line that went to the, you know, was a good team wherever it ended last year. Jared Verse has got 3.5 sacks, got a bunch of tackles for loss, pressures, and he's also figuring things out. And one thing about what Coach said is, whether it's a young guy or a veteran, there are some nuances to Jimmy Lake's defense. We've not really gone down this road. I'm not trying to, because I don't sound like we're making excuses for why we're not getting sacks, but maybe now things are starting to click. Because if you're a Falcon fan, you just got to hope that is the case, because they weren't able to consummate a deal to bring somebody better in.
404-726-0929. It's our text line and also the number for you to dial us up if you have a thought or two. We're live at Flyer Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, guys, as we talk about the Falcons and what Coach told us, along with Matthew Bergeron. Coming up, we'll get to the Daily Download here in a sec.
And just to wrap it up, because, you know, we talked to Coach, and he said, look, we got Penix for a reason. We were never going to be back in the doldrums of not having a solid quarterback, you know, succession plan. So had we went for Jared Verse, who I really now I liked, but again, I get it. No one else jumped that early in the draft to go get an edge rusher. Latu's okay. Dallas Turner, remember all those arguments we used to have about him? You know, he's okay, but not like the one guy who seemed to be rising above is Jared Verse. But Coach just told you, you know, if you go for Jared Verse, the backup here is Taylor Heinicke if something happens to Cousins. And they were just not prepared to be in that situation. Whether that's right or wrong, time will tell.
Yeah, and here's the other part, too. I mean, you know, Kobe Turner and Byron Young, who are playing with the Rams, right? They came in and they were playing with the best defensive lineman maybe in the history of the NFL, and Aaron Donald. He retires. These guys are studs, and now here come Fisk and Jared Verse, who are playing with two dudes who are making plays.
Right.
It makes your job easier as a rookie when you step into that situation. Mike, they didn't step in and go, Verse, you got to give us 15 sacks this year. So I get it, but I also think it's the makeup of your football team. And it doesn't mean, again, that we won't go after more guys in the draft or maybe in free agency. Right. Our cap situation is great, guys, for those who keep up with that kind of stuff. We're going to be able to spend money. But I just thought that was interesting for him to say, we got a good football team. And you know what? You're drafting, and you hope these guys come in, but you're not forcing them to play immediately, because I got Grady and Onyemata, two veterans, in front of these guys, and that's kind of where we're at. And I get that. I understand it. I just hope, Mike, when it comes to their time, they can be those dudes.
Derek Carr, you got Bo Nix, Justin Herbert. You got a mixed bag of athleticism and guys you could argue are sitting ducks, you know, because you're going to get after Derek Carr. Darnold can move around a little bit. He's shown that ability. And then, you know, later it's Minshew. Giants. Could be Tommy DeVito. Or Tony. Is it Tony or Tommy?
Tommy DeVito.
Oh, by the time we see the Giants the weekend before Christmas, for all we know. Jaden Daniels certainly looks to be interesting. And Bryce Young, by the way, is going to get the start in Germany this weekend again for the Panthers. That'll be our last game of the regular season.
Yeah.
As far as the quarterbacks, we got to get on the ground.
Correct. That's all on the schedule. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. We are up here live at Flyer Branch bringing you the latest with our Falcons as we get ready for the Saints. And also, you heard Matthew Bergeron say, hey, look, it's the Saints. I didn't forget what happened last year. He's not the only guy that has said that to us. And I had a fit about this, you know, in the summer, because everybody's like, well, Jameis is gone. It's not that. It's the principle behind it. The organizations, we know what this means, and it was just like, what the hell, we're going to score. It just didn't sit right with a lot of guys. Bergeron said, I hadn't forgotten. Hey, man, well, more of that interview and more of Coach Ra coming up. Right now, though, let's get to the Daily Download. First things first, Mike, injury update. Coach just told us he feels good about Drake London for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Grady Jarrett also left that game against the Cowboys. Here's what Ross said to the media today.
Story number one.
Grady's day-to-day. Okay. You know, obviously, looked at it today. It was I think it was good news, good sign, the imaging and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact terms, but I think he'll be feeling better than he felt yesterday. So let's just say that. And Drake. Has the hit pointer. I'm thinking that's day-to-day. That'd be the little pain tolerance deal. And I definitely have a better feel on Thursday. You know, we'll see what Wednesday entails and what that looks like. But I definitely have a better feel for that on Thursday.
Well, listen, and I don't want to be this guy. Do we need to play Drake if we are going to endanger him for us down the road?
Well, if it's an injury you're only going to further exacerbate, then perhaps, you know, you'd like to think you could. But again, it's still the NFL.
It is.
And it's still a road game and a division rival. So I think, you know, even if Drake's out there three quarters as a decoy, you know, make the Saints account for him. Maybe that opens something up for Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts only one target last week. I think he's due to bounce back.
He is.
You know, and as we said, one thing we learned about Zach Robinson is offense is it's not like he was in the doghouse or something. It's just one other guy. Mooney got obviously a bunch of catches. Ray got a touchdown. You know, it kind of went the other way. The running game was established. But maybe Pitts bounces back and has a big one this week. Grady, by the way, asked about his injury. He says, without a doubt, he's playing. So, I mean, that's
okay.
By the way, DeAndre Hunter, May I introduce you to somebody named Grady Jarrett, okay?
Yeah, well,
sorry, in a different sport, different discipline, but Grady Jarrett has that Achilles. Without a doubt, he's going to play on Sunday.
Well, that's good because we need him. Here's Coach Rod talking about preparing for the Saints without their head coach, Dennis Allen.
On offense, it'll be, you know, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. You know, when a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coached and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, like, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So we got to prepare for that.
That is Coach Ra. We have a lot more to get to here on the Daily Download.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Can the Hawks bounce back after getting crushed by the Celtics? Knicks are in town. We'll talk about it coming up. Mike, last night, the College Football Playoff Committee chair, Ward Manuel, made a statement about why they put Ohio State over UGA. First of all, do you have an issue with this?
I think it's just something to get people talking.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
About both Ohio State and Georgia have games where, you know, it came down to the wire. Georgia put themselves obviously in a big hole against Alabama, but battled back. Ohio State, you know, didn't play with poise, if we're honest, at the end of the Oregon game on the road. So both teams have road losses against some of the best teams in the country. But to me, it's just a conversation starter. And most of us still think of as Oregon as a Pac-12. But no, that's two Big Ten teams, 1-2.
Two, that's right.
So I wouldn't sweat it, but I do think that they kind of, I don't know, I think they dissed the SEC just a little bit.
I think so, too. They also know that if Oregon wins out, which it seems like they will, and Ohio State stays on the path, and which they are, Indiana could spoil Ohio State now. Then those two teams are playing the Big Ten championship, and they're going to cancel. Somebody's going to get canceled out there.
Right.
So they know that, and that's why Georgia fans don't be upset. Georgia earned this spot as projected SEC champions. Understand, that's how the committee is looking at this, because they're saying, who's going to win that conference? That's going to be Georgia. We're going to proceed or think of them as the SEC champion, and therefore they're a number two seed. Here's what Ward Manuel said about why Ohio State over UGA at number two.
Story number two.
They both had great wins in terms of on the road, Ohio State against Penn State this week, Georgia at Texas. But what we felt is, in terms of the losses they had, Ohio State lost to number one Oregon by one, and Georgia lost at Alabama, which is ranked number 11. And so that was really the difference. I mean, we're splitting hairs in terms of looking at two great teams.
Now, again, the SEC's got five teams that are tied for first place because one loss in the loss column. Texas A&M now by virtue of what happened against South Kakalaka. By the way, Shane Beamer's going to join the show, Gamecock fans. Drive the Dukes and Bell Cockaboos, 5:30.
Yes, tomorrow. Sir.
But, yeah, so you've got LSU, Texas, Tennessee, A&M, of course, Georgia. Alabama, by the way, and we kind of expected that they would be on the cusp. So right now, the ESPN analytics nerds, chance of getting in there, Alabama 12.6 as far as winning the title. Tennessee at 11.5, LSU at 10.3. I do think some of the lesser teams with a lousy strength of schedule will lose some games, and we will get four. I'm telling you, bro, we're going to get four SEC and four Big Ten teams in this thing.
It seems that way. That's the first ranking. We'll see how it shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. While we're talking college football, let's hear from Lane Kiffin on Carson Beck as the Dogs get ready for Ole Miss on Saturday.
Story number three.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and, has thrown some picks. You just got to work through that part. And still, you got a great quarterback, versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
Is he giving him too much credit? That's just respect from Lane Kiffin, right?
Right, of course.
I mean, listen, I think they're looking at Carson Beck at Ole Miss. I'm just telling you right now, they're licking their chops. They're saying he's going to make mistakes. He's going to keep us in the game. And we've got to execute and score points, which they score a lot of, 42 a game. They're one of the top scoring teams in the country. I think Lane Kiffin, that's lip service if you ask me. And also defensively, Mike, I'm going to make Carson Beck earn this.
Right.
Like, take some chances if you're Ole Miss and say, hey, we're going to go man-to-man out there. Let him throw the football and see if he can get it done.
Look, as we said, they lead all of college football in sacks. They got a corner with three interceptions this year. So, they're going to be getting after it. And the Georgia run game. I said at the end of the show yesterday, run the damn ball, Bobo. Well, ETN's got those bad ribs. So either he's going to go or he doesn't, and that means it's going to be Nate Frazier and Cash Jones. Mm. So you don't really have the running back depth that Georgia's used to having, and that could be a concern. So now, all of a sudden, are you going to move? You better be ahead of the sticks, right? You better be down in distances manageable, because I don't like the idea of a 3rd and 7 and Carson Beck dropping back early in the game. Just don't.
Yeah.
I'll say it again for the guys who missed it earlier in the week. I'll yell it for the guys in the back seats. They're not winning a championship. I don't believe in Carson Beck. Prove me wrong this week on the road in Ole Miss.
He's been holding him back. Hey, Trae Young left with a rib injury against the Celtics. He was 1-for-10 before leaving. That was a 123-93 home loss to the Boston Celtics, the reigning champs. Tonight, the Knicks are in town. Trae's average of 24 a game, leads the NBA in assists at 11 a game. Mike, it looks like he's going to be back, but you mentioned someone else who's not going to be back?
Yes, apparently DeAndre Hunter, according to our friend Lauren Williams, who we spoke to yesterday. That's what ESPN is reporting. Looks like he is going to be out. We'll wait and see if that changes. Hawks also get some clarity on Bogey. Bogdan Bogdanovich with a hamstring underwent a, quote, non-surgical procedure. You call QC Kinetics?
He did go, well, yeah. Not there, but he did go non-surgical.
Yeah. But anyway, Monday he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So, I mean, this is why, no disrespect, because we like Bogey, obviously bench scoring, and he can also start. But this is why you and I had kicked around the idea in the offseason, maybe moving him off the books. And if you are going to retool and get some new faces in here, he for the right team, he's a perfect shooter in the playoffs off the bench. And here he is missing the first month and a half of the season.
All right. Double O's got to be good tonight. Onyeka, 18 points, 10 boards the other night. And also JJ. JJ's had 4 games of 20 points.
Oh, he's money. The last guy I worry about on this team, other than Trae, is Jalen Johnson.
Well, Mike, and here's the deal. Do more. JJ, if you got to do more, do more. Like, he had a great game the other night against New Orleans. I think he had 29. If he's got to do more tonight, do more.
And the Knicks are here, and the Knicks are just 3-3.
Yep.
After all the money they spent and the faces they brought in, article in the New York Post yesterday basically saying, your expectations are hard. So we'll see what they do against a very physical front court. And they got perimeter shooting. They're a pretty good team, but they just haven't shown it yet.
People want to know who won and who lost after yesterday's trade deadline. We'll get into that and much more coming up in our NFL Blitz. We're live at Flyer Branch at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Falcons had an early practice. So we got a chance to talk to Coach Ra pretty quickly as the show started, and then Matthew Bergeron came in here. It's funny, our on-site engineer's name's Jersey Mike. That's his nickname, and Mike was like, that guy's a rock. And he's been really good so far this season, there's no doubt. We'll replay that for you a little bit later on in the show. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to Yeah Man, No Man. Mike, as we were talking about the college football playoff, it's funny, guys were hitting us up and follow Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, put him up, see Dukes. And they were saying, you know, the committee does this every year where they throw some team in front of another team and we all get crazy.
Told you yesterday, how I ended the show yesterday. Said it. There's always something. Now, granted, there were some other distractions last night, but this is always something for sports talk radio and college football fans around the country to go off on.
Well, and I'm fine with it. I mean, listen, some of this will resolve itself. Some of it may not. I mean, we may come down to tiebreakers at the end of the day, maybe even in the SEC. Who knows? You may still have more than three teams with one loss where you got to figure it out, common opponents and all of that stuff. But that will be another argument for you know, down the road. I just feel like, has Ohio State – guys, I'm not impressed with Ohio State.
No.
I'm telling you guys.
That Nebraska game, and again, their dog blank schedule out of conference, let's be honest. Now, Georgia played Clemson, and they've also, you know, if we're honest, playing a more robust schedule in the SEC. Now, the Michigan game is going to be nothing like it was the last 3 years for Ohio State and Ryan Day, if we're honest. You know, Michigan is just not the same with Jim Harbaugh, and the talent is all, for the most part, has moved out of the NFL. They can't throw the ball, Carl, like they used to. You know, they have the combination. They can throw and run. So, yeah, I'm with you. I just think that Ohio State and Indiana, even if you beat Indiana, what's this? What's the now again?
They played no ranked opponents.
The most compelling thing could be an Oregon Ohio State rematch. See, that's the thing. We may get a bunch of rematches.
Yeah.
In these conference
Texas,
championships,
Georgia.
Right? And,
yep.
And that'll be something.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where this might be headed. By the way, Georgia, if you're wondering, has the number one toughest schedule in college football. Right. This is according to the committee as they look at this stuff. So, here's the deal. You played a bunch of ranked teams already, right? Alabama, Clemson to start the season. You're going to play Ole Miss this weekend. I mean, like, there's something to be said about that. And even if Georgia ends up with two losses, Mike, that's what's going to get them in. They're going to get in just based on the fact of who they played, and this committee's going to be like, look, they played the toughest schedule. You lose two games, you deserve to be in. Now, where the ranking's going to be, I don't know, but they'll be in.
Right, and then just a matter of how this plays out. If Georgia is a two-loss Georgia that lost, you know, they lose two times to Texas, you know, okay. Is that now? How does that stack up against some of these teams? The good thing you just pointed out for Georgia is the strength of schedule will carry on over other two-loss teams and even some one-loss teams in the other conferences.
Yeah, because you know you're playing Ole Miss ranked, you're playing Tennessee ranked as of right now. I mean, like we'll see what happens this week, but my expectation is Tennessee's going to still be ranked when they play in a couple of weeks here. Either way, more on college football coming up at 4 o'clock, and you will get a chance to hear more from not only Lane Kiffin, but also Carson Beck. That is on the way. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Let's get to an NFL Blitz! Guys, lots of stuff went down with the trade deadline yesterday. Mike, people want to know who won, who lost.
Well, I mean, who addressed needs? I mean, Commanders needed some help. Now, they're not going to get any instant help from Marshon Lattimore because he's got an injury right now. But I think you look around and you say, okay, the Steelers just added another wideout for Russell Wilson to throw to and help, maybe opens things up for Pickens. Going to get Mike Williams off the Jets. That's certainly impressive. I do think that the Lions, you know, he's not Aiden Hutchinson, but they do get a guy who's Za'Darius Smith who's really good, has been solid with the Browns in his career. And I don't think the ask was that crazy. We could not get too specifics with players for guys that asked us about Coach Ra. If you missed it, you said you'll hear it again. But he's pretty happy with his team. He did say that Terry was certainly working the phones. If there's something had come there, they would have gotten together, put their heads together on it, and see if it made sense. Nothing did.
It's interesting, some of these trades, the players, at least some of them, are saying they wanted to be traded. Like, we just think these teams are like, oh, this makes sense. For example, you know, Dan Quinn said Marshon Lattimore, when they found out that he was even available, he was like, you had me at hello.
Right.
He wanted to add to the secondary, and that's what the Commanders needed. Again, he's been dealing with a hamstring. I don't know how soon he's going to help the Commanders, but, you know, this is a long-term thing, right? Quinn's thinking about the playoffs. He's thinking about down the road and having some corner help. But, like, the guy, you know, that goes to the Steelers, Mike, Preston Smith, he says, I requested a trade because it's a better fit in Pittsburgh than I am in Green Bay.
Right.
I wanted to go there, and I think what they do defensively fits me better.
This guy that had 8 sacks, 8.5 sacks, this year just 2.5, but he is a guy, you know, he's a little bit long in the tooth, but, I mean, now you got a guy with T.J. Watt. You know, you're talking about what they've already got, and Hayward on the other end. So now all of a sudden you've got some serious, I mean, defensive pressure on the QB and stopping the run. And I'm not saying it specifically for the Ravens, but it did seem yesterday, as I said to you on the air a couple times, like an arms race, because, you know, Baltimore gets Tre'Davious White, Baltimore gets Deontay Johnson to their wide receiver core. So it is kind of cool, and these guys haven't even played yet. You had to wait till next week to see Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore. So that, to me, I think of all the teams right at the top of my head, I would say is Za'Darius Smith for Detroit, because they're arguably the best team in the NFL right now, other than the Chiefs. And then you look at Pittsburgh.
I agree. I think the Steelers have elevated themselves to potentially making a run at the AFC Championship game. Does that mean they beat the Chiefs, who are still – right now, guys, Chiefs would have home field. It's going through Kansas City again. And I don't know if the Steelers will be able to go on the road and beat the Chiefs, but we're a long ways away.
And certainly we already saw DeAndre Hopkins pay dividends in his second game with the Chiefs. As Andy Reid said, they'd work him in. 2 touchdowns. You know, Kareem Hunt, they picked up another touchdown. 3 touchdowns for the guys they added midseason the other night.
What's coming up?
Coming up in 5 minutes.
I'll tell you. Will the Falcons match the 3 sacks they got against the Dallas Cowboys last week when they take on the Saints on Sunday? It's on the way. Let's hear from the Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. We know they left here banged up, and now it's official. Dak will not play.
It's extended period of time here, so I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him, so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, by the way, when does Trey Lance get on the friggin' field?
He doesn't.
I mean, there was a story that
Mike,
came out.
He would have played against us.
That's what I'm saying. There was a story this morning, the Dallas Morning News, that they may try to use 2 quarterbacks. Oh, that's freaking brilliant. McCarthy's going to sign off on that. This is coming from Jerry. Micah Parsons, meanwhile, limited practice Monday. And so they were trying to make it sound like he might have been able to go this last week against us. And now it sounds like he's not exactly 50-50 to go this week for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Trey Lance thing is curious. Because if you were ever going to see what he's got, now is the chance to do that. You guys do realize he's a free agent at the end of the season. So you traded for him. You haven't played him unless you realize in practice he sucks and he's not any good. And you're not going to attempt to play him to get a chance to see him, Mike, and he's going to walk at the end of the season. And you gave him a 4th round for him. What sense does this make?
It made no sense. It made no sense. You know, Trey Lance is like the ultimate booby prize. It made no sense for the 49ers to move heaven and earth to get up there to get him. And then it made less sense for the Cowboys. Although, look, okay, a cheap deal to get a nice serviceable backup. But you're right. You should be showcasing him right now. And, you know, you do something. You're in a position with this guy that, hey, I was mystified, by the way, just to back it up. I was mystified. I think was it Fish who told us from down in Dallas? They got a no-trade clause in Dak's contract?
Correct.
Jerry's out of his freaking mind. I mean, I have fun. We play those sound bites, and it's like, hey, we're never going to do it. They've lost it. So now, man, you're right. They got nothing to do, no reason not to maybe throw Lance out there and see what you got.
It is our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Can we get 3 more sacks this Sunday?
Sure, against Derek Carr.
I think we can, and I'm going out on a limb here and telling you we're going to get at least 2. I do not know if we'll get a 3rd, but we're going to get 2 against this Saints team right now that has an issue protecting Carr. You heard Coach, if you missed it, he said we got to stop the run Sunday. That's really what they're going to rely on. And, Mike, Taysom Hill, he's supposed to be back, all right? How healthy is he? We don't know, but he's missed a bunch of games. We put him out the last time, and he ended up leaving our game, and it changed the whole, you know, complexity of what happened that Sunday.
Right.
But if he is back, it adds something to their run game, and we know this. And he can play quarterback, he can play slot, all this stuff. So those are the two guys, right? The Kamara and him are the two guys that I'm keying on and saying, if we slow them down, we're going to be all right Sunday.
Right. I'm with you. I mean, that was certainly it was a really exciting game last time. We beat the Saints up there. That's another game where we kind of could have put the hammer down like we did against the Cowboys.
Earlier this year?
Yeah, against the Saints. It kind of let them off the hook a little bit. That's a game where I thought we had some game control, some penalties, some mistakes. But if you look at Derek Carr, he's been sacked in every game he's been able to start when he hasn't been obviously banged up. So certainly get after him. You know that he's nine touchdowns, four picks, which is respectable, but certainly they don't have the wide receiver core they've had in years past.
No. Olave, concussion. Who's their go-to guy right now? And the crazy thing is, yeah, you'll have some young guys step in, but that thing is still about trust, and it's about Carr saying, hey, I trust him enough to throw it out there. The couple of things should play out this weekend. We should get another pick or two. Mm-hmm. And we should get at least two sacks or more. Those two things on the defensive side of football are very possible and should happen with the way things look for the Saints right now.
Well, Clint Kubiak is the OC, and if you look at last week's game where they lost to the Panthers, Kamara had six receptions, Taysom Hill had four receptions. So use what you got, right? Basically, use what you got, and then Juwan Johnson had a long of 25 yards in that game. So those are the dudes they'll be coming at us with. Certainly, you feel good about ourselves. Coach made it sound like he thinks Drake can go, but coaches say things like that all the time. We got to wait for the injury report and the one that really matters on Friday.
Hey, man, we're live at the Ticketmasters, inside the Ticketmaster studio. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. Also, the dog report in less than 25 minutes. And we're going to talk about the biggest difference between Kirby and Lane Kiffin. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk about the difference. And you're probably saying, Dukes and Bell, I know the difference. Between Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin. But I bet you don't know.
They both wear visors?
Well, that's a good comparison. Thank you, Chip. Hey, coming up, we are also going to hear from our head coach, Raheem Morris, who stopped by in the 5 o'clock hour, and also Matthew Bergeron. Early start, not a short day for the Falcons. So these guys jumped on early. If you're just getting in the car and you're joining us and you're going, when are the interviews? We had a chance to talk to them at the start of the show. But right now, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what's going on? Are you there?
You guys got me?
Yeah, man. We got you. We got you.
All right. Well, just a little technical snafu, that's all. We're good to go. All right. Speaking of, hey, I transitioned myself perfectly.
Okay. That you did.
From one snafu to another.
Okay.
He might have talked his way out of a job. The 3-6 Oklahoma State football team.
Idiot.
Led by Mr. I'm a man, I'm 40 himself.
Right. I guess he's 50 now, right, Gundy?
Yeah. 57.
Wow. It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been that long. Quote, in most cases, the people that are negative in voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they feel they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better. That's what he said in regard to fan criticism. He has since had to come out and issue a public apology, which he did. It was generic. It was not heartfelt. Yeah, man, no man. Is this Gundy's last season coaching at Oklahoma State?
Without a doubt.
I guess. I mean, it's kind of like he's got like the definition of mediocrity. He just kind of hangs around, and they cracked the top 25. They never really beat any big-ranked opponents. Last year was probably one of the better years, right?
They everything runs its course. He's been there 18 years. Last time they had a record like this was his first year, 05. And now you're taking shots at the people who pay the bills. He's the highest paid coach in the Big 12. I could go on and on. Mike Gundy's done. And it's not that Gundy can't coach anymore, but Mike, it's run its course with where that program is and his inability to keep his mouth shut by not putting his foot in his mouth. If you guys remember earlier in the year, he had a running back who was arrested, and he was like, oh, what's the big deal? I don't understand. Everybody's talking about it. And he made it out to be not such a big story when it was a huge deal, and he needed to address it. Now he's basically saying the people who are criticizing this program can't even pay their own bills. Shame on you, Gundy. Yeah, I think he's done. I'm absolutely yeah, man. And by the way, they've not won a conference game yet.
They're 0-6.
So –
yeah, I mean, I guess T. Boone Pickens shuffled off this earth years ago. I'm not sure. There's obviously lots of oil money in Oklahoma as far as who are the state fans out there that are probably going to say, time to go, my friend. Didn't Billy Napier have that same thing last year with some of the talking about the call-in on the call-in show about somebody living in the basement in Central Florida?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then we know the famous one with Dabo as well, right. Tyler. And
that, I mean, and that call as well. Coaches do lose their cool.
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
What's this guy's name?
I've listened to enough of you.
Yeah, I mean, turning on your fan base is not the move. Not good optics right there.
Well, I don't know how old you are. Don't really care.
Tyler, you're leading me perfectly into my second story, talking about optics. Yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase was asked about the short week of preparation because they play Thursday night against Baltimore. If it was, quote, like cramming for a test back at school. His response, well, I didn't study back in school, so I'm not going to study now. Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, man, no, man. Do you like the team's best player coming out and saying, quite frankly, I just kind of do what God made me to do.
I'm kind of a freakish natural athlete and game plan, schmame plan. It's kind of like Shador Sanders was asked about, you said about the next semester. Next semester, I'm going to the league. like what classes he's going to be in Colorado. But that is funny from Ja'Marr Chase. Hey, he didn't shy away from it.
Does he need to?
No.
He's got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They have a connection. They have since college. I don't know if he needs to. I mean, I get it. Some of you might be like, well, doesn't he need to study the game plan? Look, there are certain plays that he will be targeted on, and he'll be aware of those plays. But it's not like you need to go in and break this down seven ways to Sunday. I'm glad he was honest about it because I think everybody believes that everybody studies the same way. The only guy on the team that should study that way is a quarterback. That's it. So I'm with it, man. I love that he said it and answered it the way he did. By the way, how much money is he going to get? Because they didn't pay him before the season.
No. And he's going to get paid. Now, you're going to get yourself in that same situation as the Dolphins. But, you know.
What, paying the wide receivers?
Well, you're so top heavy, but you got it. You can't not. And, you know, even with – but things, it takes two to tango. T. Higgins out. They still have been struggling. That team is going to have to beef up their defensive line.
Yep.
You know, they had some injuries, too, this year with that. But, yeah, this is where you get into that sort of – the NFL – the good news is everybody can compete, but the bad news is when you draft the right guys, it's hard to keep all of them, as we found out after, like, you know what, 17, 18.
Yeah, it really becomes a situation of, are you going to be the Seahawks?
Right.
Are you going to collapse? Are you going to be able to make this thing work?
That's why we did, for what it was worth, try to have some hope about Desmond Ridder because of the model of Seattle, to your point about when you got a guy who's on a third-round salary, you can make all these things work and it buys you more time. But at the end of the day, you're right, man. You can't let a generational talent like Ja'Marr Chase go. They're going to have to cough it up.
I wouldn't picture these two together, but after I heard this story, now I kind of do. Aaron Rodgers and Rory McIlroy apparently like to take the same approach when it comes to thinking about their future. Rory McIlroy says he is out of the darkness now, where he spent weeks inside of bunkers perfecting a new swing. After 3 weeks out, he is back and will be in Abu Dhabi for the latest tournament. He said he hasn't liked the shape of his swing for a while and wanted a more robust feel, one that could hold up in the most pressure-filled moments following a number of missed chances this season. He was in Florida. He was in Europe working in the bunker. Yeah, man, no man.
Darkness.
You guys,
you got to go in there.
You guys buying Rory to come out strong here?
Well, I mean, sorry, he's been certainly close enough, Carl, to win. I mean, certainly blowing it. And majors has sort of become the thing now. Rory hasn't won a major since, you know, 2014. And, you know, Tiger Woods famously, after he won the Masters in 97, goes and reinvents his swing, which everyone's like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
So, Rory, you know what? Whatever it helps him. Because my thing when I watch Rory sometimes is how bad he misses the irons. And some his distance is just, and you've seen it.
Killer off the driver.
Right.
Right, off the tee.
So sometimes just, yeah, in the short game. So whatever he's got to do to get his head right, sometimes the equipment or the swing is the thing.
I will tell you this, though. When Tiger changes swing, you can do that when you're young. It's hard when you get older and you're in your habits. Mm-hmm. So whatever he's doing, this is a real process. And my guess is, I don't know if he comes out of the gate. If he sticks with this, he may struggle at first. But maybe through the year, this next golf season, we get a chance to see him do something. Because I think it's one of the hardest things in sports. People just act like, I'm going to change my swing. There's so many intricacies that go into the small things that make your swing what it is. And when you've been doing it all your life like him, it's harder. He's what, 30 plus, 36 right, or something like that? Tiger was much younger when he decided to do that.
I know we're staying in our lane today, but Rory did speak to the media saying he thinks with the new administration, it might be easier for the Justice Department to get around a LIV-PGA merger.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. I know everyone wants to see the best golfers all playing together.
Look,
on the same weekend.
I just want all the best golfers every Sunday. That's
right.
All I want.
Yeah, he'll be 36.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, Mike just mentioned it. Obviously, for the entire country. Again, we're staying in our lane. It was, I think, an eventful, maybe stressful evening for all of us last night, just watching, you know, the numbers go up and down across the country. What is your go-to either snack or meal that you like to cook when you just want to ease out and wind down?
That's a good one. Yeah, last night, what'd you do? What'd you get into?
I drank a lot. You asked.
Yeah, my wife, by the way, I didn't need television. My wife was giving her own commentary last night.
But I'll say this, to your point about, you know, that you're talking about comfort food. I don't know. I mean, I don't ever go into that particular day thinking that way. What's going to happen is going to happen. But, you know, I'll tell you when I do crave that stuff or when I want to chill like that is when I'm sick. When I'm not feeling well, I want to go back to my mom and, you know, a grilled cheese and some tomato soup or something, like, you know, something that makes me feel like, okay, I know I'm going to get better. I'm not feeling good today. Those are the days that I really feel like I have to kind of chill and be in that comfort mode.
Chinese food. Simple, easy, you know, it's there in 20 minutes. Chinese food.
Yeah, that's a good one. And that also makes me think of back home. You can't. I'm sorry. I love Atlanta. New York has better
Chinese food.
No, we're going to get you. Uh-oh. No, time out. We're going to put
better Chinese food.
No, hold on. You're going to the wrong places. We've got amazing steak. I will put you together with Steak Shapiro, and we will teach you the ways.
Okay.
Of Atlanta eats, because there's a lot of great Chinese options here in town. Please.
There are. No, there what are. What Buford Highway. Start
what I've
there.
Sampled so far doesn't crack compared.
I feel you. No, listen. Here's the deal. When I got here, and I said this, I missed the Mexican food from Texas. Right, the authentic South Texas Mexican food. It's hard to find that in chains and restaurants when you're used to, like, looking in the kitchen and it's like, you know, their grandma's back there cooking. It's a different deal. I hear you. And then you search and you find places and these little mom and pop spots. You eventually run into places like, oh, that's pretty damn good. So I'm with Mike. There's some great Mexican food here, or not Mexican food, but Chinese food, should I say, in Atlanta.
So hands up, send your complaints to me. That was not with the express written consent of Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
I know that the beard rewards and everything with the Michelin stars, everything became Chinese infused or Chinese fusion type thing. So, I mean, that's a little high end. But, yes, as Carl said, you can just run down Buford Highway and you'll find some great Chinese
food,
man.
No, all right. No, you will.
On that note, Oren, send me a menu and hit my music.
Good stuff, Turtle. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, guys. Coming up, we got to talk some more dogs because this is a big matchup. I asked Mike yesterday, I said, you're a little bit afraid of what might go down on Saturday, but I think there's a big difference between Lane Kiffin and Kirby, and it's not what you think it is. We'll tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.